Gemara this week is doing over the parasha. Plus it says in the beginning of the parasha also that the halacha, the Torah tells us the sugya from Kehanim, the Kehanim and Alam become the mess, Stam Mason, the regular coin, coin hedrick, a lot of the time to the Shiva Kroivin. Shiva Kroivin is a lot of the time to, but nothing else. But the coin Godel Meyachov, Asher Yutach Al Rosh Hashem and Amishchon and Asher Lul Bosh Hashem, the Godel, Kliyok has the Shmak Hezbe, what Ian, I am Shom, you can look at the Kliyok, the Shmak Hezbe, why, Ian, I'm not too much mess, not Shaykh, they shouldn't be shaykh to the Kohen, but the Madrega, the Kedusha is higher, Madrega. The Kohen got on me Echov, Asher Yitzhak, Al Roish Hashem and Amishcho, and he lays a little bush, it's the God, it's Roish Le'yifro, the God of Le'yifro. He got out to go by Kol Nafshos Meis Noitzal, Le'yavo. The Oviv, the Imoi, here says Oviv, the first, and the Imoi, I am Meshachoch, the Chiddush of Udiya, the Chiddush of the Imoi, here's Oviv. But the Ma'isa, Shteitoch Hazay, it says in the parasha that he's now out of the Tamer, the Ovi, the Ima, the Yitama, and the Yitosh, the Yitzel, the Chaz, the Yitosh, the Kov, Shaz, the Kohen Godel, it's been more and more, even his Shiva Kroivim. More than son, the Kohen Godel, his mom is Nifta, mom is, she's very close, she raised him for a young child to be a Kohen Godel. She used to send him care packages every day, peanut chews, and get all the Gazachin. And the mice says he loves his mother like anything else. Ne? Kenish gain and I is out, but there's a migdash, you can't go out to the Shlo Yeseh in a whole Chachamika, I'll go out of the Mita, after the Mita, he's not allowed to go to Metamasah. Ne? His mother who took care of him like anything, his father, everybody, all his cravings, but he goes now in Metamasah. Of a Zok Chazah. The Zok Gemara, the Gil, the Gimel, the Bain, other places in Shas, the Bahu Shetet. Common according to Shas, the Alochi is, and you know, now the coin Godel is now in the Tamar. The Gemara says, the Afil is the coin Godel, and a Nozir, and all the Kedushas on him. Now the Tamar has been shown for any of the Kroivim, and will make Mitzvahs Matam, the Zok Gemara. So it makes Mitzvahs Matam, he's allowed to be Matam. And according to that was a Pella. It's Mamash Appellah, it's an amazing mitzvah, he's allowed to be Tamar, the Kool, the Kedushas Kuhuna. If he was a Nazir, Chazal Dash, and if he's a Nazir, he's on his way to do a Bris Mila. He's on his way to Shech to come Pesach, the Choshev is out. He's been Tamar, the amazing mitzvah. What's the Pshat of what he said? What's the Gedra of Horm? The Pshat is that I feel it with all the Hergation, and all the Zachin. Even a coin hedger, he's allowed him to tell him to the Kroivim. If the Pshad is, makes mitzvah, the new gather all together. Kovod HaBriyah. Kovod HaBriyah, the Torah was very masculine of Kovod HaBriyah. And makes mitzvah, Hagam, that Lamaisa, he's been Mitamah. And the Torah said, you're not allowed to Mitamah to a Mace. But what the Mace did with Mitamah, he wants to Mitamah to them, that is relationship. His relationship. The Torah says, okay, you're talented, you're right. Somebody else could be oyster, but he's not going to shout covered up. But the mom and the tax and shout covered up here, they're going to go to that time. Oh, but the gather at one of the time, because you have a close relationship. You have a very close relationship with them. You want to be talented to them after relationship Shabbat. Because Bohu says, don't be talented to them. It's more important to me, your Kedushas Kahuna should stay on you that I gave you. You have to keep the Kedushas Kahuna. Kedushas Kahuna, going Godel. Or some according to a regular man, you have to keep it. But when it comes to Kovod HaBriyah, when it comes to the men that a body lying out there, like a piece of dead carcass lying on the floor, and no one's taking care of it, well, damn, the Torah says, even if it's Kohen Gadol, with the Shmoneh Begadol, with the Nazir also, he has Kedushas Kahuna, he's on his way to Shech to Kohen Pesach. The time and now he's not be able to keep from Beza. Miss out with all the Kedushas, all the mitzvahs, all the Kovod HaBriyah is doing. It's dead bodies lying there, no one's in Metropolis, a matter of covered abrias. Who is this dead body, Rabbi Yisrael? His father was the Kohen Gadol, Sheben Kohen Gadol, Ben Kohen Gadol, one of the holiest Jews. Mamash, a holy Yid. His father's Nifta, Nachmol Islan, can't go to Tamim, can't have Shalom. Yaakov Pfefferkorn. I don't know if he, I hope he kept Shabbos, maybe, sometime. Yaakov Pfefferkorn had a schmaltz, he was a schmaltz herring salesman. He also sold popcorn in the shop, also. Check a bag. And this Yaakov Pfefferkorn's lying on the street of his side. This, now who knows if he kept the Shabbos of Afiyah? Could be with a shino. He smoked with a shino, he put the cigarette the other way in his mouth. In a hole in his tongue, especially for Shabbos. But this Yaakov Pfefferkorn is lying there on the ground. I don't know if he came to shul ever. And here comes the Kohen Gadol with the Shemayin and the Gadim. Mamish, you see, Mamish the Kohen Gadol. And he has to take his Yaakov Pfefferkorn with the schmaltering smell on him and bury him. And not only that, he's Matamis Kahuna, he's Matamis Naziris. Which he has to do the Raziris over again. As Levi Tzitzur says, Vashmosa, he has to do the Raziris over again. His kahuna is messed up. His time is kahuna. What's the pshat of it? The fellow of the gazelle. For what? All that. The chukon hador, the big kohen was on the floor. As long as the chaplain boy, take him away. Kohen go, don't step near. You're not going to come out. You go, don't even go after the Misa. He's walking down the street and Yaakov Pfefferkorn's lying there. Dead meat with the smell of the schmaltering, or he had schmaltering on his beard still. You gotta take him and bury him and the tamachal all you can do. Why call it abir is very chokol abir kulunas. As the Zetor from here, where he said the Messias of Kovin Abir, the Zetor, the Chashivas of the Torah, what Kovin Abir is to him. Because Bo, who says Kovin Abir, the Torah chokol abir kulunas, the Lord says the Torah is a kulunas. I feel very special to my Torah. Covered up beers. It mentions covered. It's covered a portion of covered up beers. The person's lying, they're dead. The dead body's not doing anything. To take it and give it its proper honor. Portion to give part, portion to honor the person. Somebody else. Torah's have further. How far it went to Michal the Kahuna Gedoyla, to Michal the Ziris, to Hoylech Lishchoy the Spitzchoy. It's a Maitre in Tama, even a Maitre Mitzvah. What the Torah says, covered up beers is there because it's both. Has such kakmoda to the covenant of years the first of the Poshit the honor to give respect. Poshit respect. Poshit respect. Not no big zaka, no sin. Poshit respect for the kufa of a person. You have to know a dead person doesn't feel it. The more the Musa Haskell, how stark the Torah is, again from covenant of years of both sides. How stark we see the Torah is so mocked with the Kohen Gadol and the Musa Shloyeitze and all the zaka and not say step near. The mama, the tata, the brother, the sister, the mama, Kenish Vitamaza. I feel like to go after the Mita of Yanko Pfefferkorn. He has to go and bury him. Why? Kovid Abiyas is Doisha. The nice, the Liman HaMusra, for example, which we said, you know, Chaveo that we speak on Sunday night, we speak at the end of the day, Chaveo, the Poshit has so the house of Baruch, how much it means that Kodesh Baruch, how Choshev is in your Kovid Abiyas is Doisha. And it's no Gaya. It's very no Gaya. Covered up beers is most in the gear, coal, yoim, the yoim, and the beer, the issue of the how much is so? It's partial respect for the person's beer, for the partial respect, it's like that. Partial giving respect to another human being about that. Whether it means in the dining room, you know, some people how they act with it, when we speak about many times, the person's acting with another person, you treat them like a dog, mamish. Guys take it, sometimes they're not saying, yeah, Baruch Hashem, this is Shiva, we don't do that stuff, Baruch Hashem. But a guy comes to the dining room, and he takes three pieces of the thing. And what's the guy left with? Two pieces of fire for. You cut it in half and make it to four pieces of fire for. So a busha gadoila, a guy comes in, the other guy comes in. It's pushing the chutz from the fact that the stomach and name because it's got everybody's tiles of wood. But the cover up here, the guy's coming in, he's hungry. He comes in, he's waiting online. There's this guy, he says, he wants to have three portions of schnitzel. Why not? Who tells me? He said, I need for three people, me, myself, and I. I'm a big person, I need all three of us. So the kids can take three portions. Oh, but it's no gear, call yon, the young, the best measure for his time. you don't have to go into detail, but a person, you know, Baruch Hashem, and sometimes he gets a little bit of a cold or something like that, he has to blow his nose. Baruch Hashem, everybody has to take care of his tissues also, Baruch Hashem. Like, to honor, pick up the other guy's tissue that he leave on the standard after the Seder. But it's supposed to cover that beard. Same thing in the Sakis, everybody says. It's all around, it's constant, and yoyim, yoyim, everybody says. I mean, remember the cover that brings the person goes to the Bishop, you say, if you have to speak again, the Rabbin, but the Maizah, but go to the Bishop, that's really part, puts from the fact that, oh, but it's cover that brings to make sure that everything's clean when you leave the Mokon. And the same thing in the campus also, but puts from the fact that the yeshiva, it's yeshiva, and Vada, puts from the Mokon that should be a Mokon, that's the Kiddush Hashem. You walk outside, big sign, ashtray. And you'll find a cigarette mamish a quarter of an inch away. Can you figure out the machshava behind that person was putting it in? What was the pshat? He didn't have enough koya. He didn't eat enough breakfast to get it all the way. It's mamish a quarter of an inch. Pick it up and put in the thing. Why does the guy have to see your how much you smoked as a cigarette? You see your the guy ate a cherry before. He sees the cherry marks on the cigarette also. Shmah. Maybe if you suck, not enough cigarettes, then maybe you'll reuse it. Oh, but the mic is promised. The first thing is to cover that breeze, to be a little bit decent and take the garbage, take the cigarettes, take whatever is around, make sure that the person walks by, he feels the respect. The person puts your own respect. Respect other people. You're living in another market. That goes to smoking in a pub, when you smoke in a public area where it's inside, which we would do. As far as the rules, Shabbat says, the rules of Yeshiva. What's the rules of the people that annoy them? It annoys the person to talk. He's with his whole life. You know, the guy, they open up his lungs, black. Mom is black, like who knows, like the spots in Harlem. And there he is, you know, mom is have to cut down. I said, Doc, I never smoked a cigarette in my life. So what happened? Well, I learned in yeshiva. I don't learn yeshiva. I went to eat supper every night. Well, I went to the Xbox room or the computer room. And here the guy is coughing away. Does he air? Does it bother anybody mind? Look at this guy's mom, she has asthma. He's trying to speak to the court. He's email his mother. And he has asthma. He's allergic to smoke. He's like puffing away like a cloud. You can barely see the computer because there's a cloud there from the guy next door smoking 16 cigarettes. And this guy, mom is hurt. Reminds her, where's the covered up beer supposed to be? Pushing it. The person has to think a little about that, and it spirals into and shown bias also. Because the person learns partial respect. It goes to his roommate. You know, a guy comes in 2 a.m. Someone's doing mishmar, our bachur, not doing other bachur. He's doing mishmar, and he walks in 2 a.m. opening closets. Really, partial respect. The guy's sleeping for an hour and a half already. I don't know, maybe the stomach, if his roommate is not sleeping, but he could be here sleeping for an hour and a half. The guy's coming in, banging closets, or making noise, this, that, turning on lights. I'm sure he's out. The guy puts on the light. He comes in 2:30 in the morning, back from the stomach, some mishmar, maybe mishmeret. And anyway, the mic says, and he comes back, and he puts on the light in the room. Ain't covered up, that guy's sleeping. And he wants to sleep at the whole time. The guy wants to get up in the morning shower. He puts on the light. Double pillow on my eye. She asked me, "Why is it?" Well, what do you mean? I had to take off my socks. Tell her the gazava, but it was 1:30 in the morning. Guy's sleeping for 2 hours. I said, "The double she had me so cold, young the young." The pillow thing. Where's the cover that is? Where's the cover that is? If it'd be your pet dog, you wouldn't do it. So tell her the gazava. A person comes into the room at night, he tips over to the room, he makes it noise. And this is the person carries over. A person gets married and he does the same thing. His wife's sleeping and the father put on the light also. They go weiter. The father. And then you want to know, oh, some bias problem just started today. Well, that's his whole life. He never cared about the good with his roommate, so the father's not going to care about his wife. He's going to make noise, he comes in also. I'm here. The guy used to tell me every night, the guy came and open up closets, make banging noises out loud. The guy must have been out off his rocker. I don't understand. There's another person in the room. You manage to wake him up every single night. Chutz from the bittul toy. When I get into the lumber, there's how much bittul toy is going. The guy can't sleep. He can't get up in the morning. that chutz from that, the Porsche covered up the ears. It's such star, guys. You know, everybody knows. Where Chazal say, but it's different. After Echamor, but the story of Echamor, everybody knows. In a deep sleep, the worst thing is that Mamish is getting into that deep sleep, and all of a sudden you get woken up. It's not as terrible, and that yet, you know, it could be night after night. The guy told it. But the person who gets covered up the ears, the guy said, how stark the term is marketing that? The Kohen Gadol to be anointed also, he's on his way to Shechta Kohen Pesach. And yet he came in time for the Tata, for the man, the Golo Ador, he came in time, the Tata was the Golo Ador, he was the Goychel, he was the Kohen Gadol. And he came in time for him. And Yankov Pfefferkorn, man, the small kind salesman, he put on tefillin, Baruch Hashem, that was the way he did it, he davened by the Kohen Mitzrochi, not even the Kohen Marovi, he davened in his room every day. And this Yankov Pfefferkorn's line, flat, no one's bank, you gotta take him, take care of him, Kohen Gadol, Nozir, the Yom HaKippurim. Take it and bury him. For us, call it up here. Listen, you have to think about a little bit how far the Torah goes. The Chosh Shibis of Chosh Shibis. There is a Hashem, a person understands it. His Machshib, all the Andrew mentioned, his Machshib, the Shibis of Chosh Shibis, with posh respect, decency to every human being. There is a Hashem, does the Kiyum of the godless of the Hatzvodah from Chazal. The Torah Akdoisha, how choshev is the brain for any Hashem, being from Kovod Abish B'zoicha, to that Be'ez Hashem to become Emes, mentioned Be'ez Hashem, doing the Rotten Hashem, the Emes, B'zoicha to Mashiach.